If you're at Devil's Lake, I would recommend seeking shelter indoors. Is you can see the shelf cloud, Killian. You can see it out that window over there as well. And we're just watching this move through the Baraboo area right now. So, and Mace Michaelis has confirmed this shelf cloud. You know what? Yes, Mace, let's get you to jump in here real quick. We are going to, if you're listening, Mace, let's go ahead and get you into clean feed. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to communicate with Mace Michaelis. I'm going to have Mace jump on with us because this is one of those that we are keeping track of this morning. And I'm going to send this link over to Mace real quick. Mace, if you're listening, I'm going to send it over in our official work chat as well. So we're going to get Mace Michaelis on the air with us just because with this storm that is moving through the area, we want to make sure we have all the best coverage we can get you. So we have two severe thunderstorm warnings that we are covering for you. And so, Mace, this will be coming over in your chat. So give me 1 second. We're just trying to get Mace Michaelis connected here this morning as well. And so we're doing all of our severe thunderstorm coverage from the Max FM studios. It is 8:01 on Monday morning. So again, we have two severe thunderstorm warnings that we are actively monitoring. I'm going to get Mace Michaelis connected in with us as well, and he can kind of talk a little bit more about what we're seeing out here this morning. So working on getting him connected again. Dave Grant, Killian as well, intern Killian on his first day in the Max FM studios. Good morning, Mace. How are you doing today? All right. We're just waiting for Mace to... He is connected.
Let's try that.
Hey, there you go. We can hear you. Good morning, Mace Michaelis. How are you doing this early there in the morning?
I'm okay. Yep, just had to switch to the microphone input. So there we go.
Perfect. Well, we have a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings that we've been covering, and we saw a shelf cloud moving through the downtown Baraboo. I'm going to let you go ahead and take over for just a minute.
Okay, sure. Let you get things going there. Again, of course, I'll pop in. What we have, of course, as Dave has been talking about, a severe thunderstorm warning for Northwest Columbia and Northern Sauk County, and then just off to the east of that for North Central Columbia and the rest of Marquette County. That one is until 8:45. On the front side is where you would expect to see the strongest wind gusts, within the first 5 minutes of when the rain starts, to sometimes even a little ahead of that rain. So right now, through the Baraboo area, you're right on the front edge of this storm. As Dave mentioned, pretty good shelf cloud passing through over to about 10 miles west of Portage, right there along 90-94. It's just crossing along the Sauk and Columbia County line. So starting to see it approach the Portage area and then on up through Briggsville and Big Spring, west of Endeavor, up through to about Oxford. That is the front edge, and within that period of the front edge to about 5 minutes after is when we would expect to see some of the strong wind gusts. Not to say that it's not still raining pretty good for those of you around Rock Springs and down to Loganville and even back to Reedsburg. It's just the concern of the strongest wind gusts would be right there on the front side of it. So those of you along, areas from Westfield, Endeavor to Portage there along the interstate, you will be seeing your wind gusts increase and your rain increase within the next about 5 to 10 minutes. So that's why the Weather Service extended the severe thunderstorm warning eastward. The radar is kind of holding its own. I haven't seen a significant increase in velocity or a decrease. It's just kind of holding its own. And that's from the initial report where we had the trees and power lines down east of the Hillsborough area along County Road W and WW. The Vernon County Emergency Management folks say the fire department is out for that area of where there was some in Elroy, where there was some wind damage. So, Dave, kind of on that front edge, just north of Baraboo is probably some of the strongest wind gusts I'm seeing now. And then that extends to west of Portage up through to about Briggsville.
And yeah, I can definitely confirm that as we're looking outside the Max FM studios here at the corner of 3rd and Oak. We are starting to see a heavier rainfall moving through downtown Baraboo right now. We're actually watching the wind starting to increase as well as we're looking out towards the Oak Street area and see kind of that cloud system that's hanging out over there as well. It's been an exciting first day for intern Killian, to say the least, Mace. This isn't the normal way the morning show goes or a normal first day of radio, right?
Right, right. Usually not severe weather at 7 or 8 a.m. These storms were expected to be kind of on the strong side, but not anticipating the severe weather. And it's just enough where the Weather Service feels they need to continue the warnings going. And a lot of that, again, due to the reports of trees and power lines down east of Hillsboro near Elroy, as you reported on earlier on.
Yeah, most definitely. And it looks like as we have a few updates from the National Weather Service, again, we're in that severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Sauk County. And this is going to continue for the Baraboo area until about 8:30 this morning. At 8:03, they are saying the storm is moving over west Baraboo, heading into Baraboo, moving east at 35 miles per hour. The main thing we're concerned with this storm right now is wind gust up to 60 miles per hour, and this will impact the Lake Delta, Wisconsin Dells, and Baraboo areas right now. If you're at Devil's Lake State Park, you should be seeking shelter in a sturdy structure. There's a lot of trees at Devil's Lake, and with winds at 60 miles per hour, that can cause trees and other damage, and so that is a primary concern with that threat as it moves through the area. And Killian was kind of amazed at how quick this changed this morning, Mace. And now the other question I do have for you, Mace, is originally we were kind of keeping tabs on the system for later on this afternoon and into the evening. Is that still a concern for us?
Yeah, I would be still, you know, watching that for later on today. That's why the Weather Service has a marginal risk of severe weather out for the majority of the day. This is just kind of the first round, so can't completely rule out. As the low yesterday rippled up across Minnesota, it sparked up scattered warnings, and there were reports of 1 to 2 inch hail across the Twin Cities and then towards Mankato and northwest of Owatonna. That's south of Minneapolis and St. Paul. So that low is still strong enough, and there may be enough instability in the air as temps push up into the 70s today, enough humidity with dew points in the 50s and 60s to create a few stronger storms once again this afternoon. It'll be hit and miss like these. We're just in the bullseye this morning. We're getting hit this time around. We may miss them here in our area, and it could be just to our north. So it'll be one of those hit and miss type afternoons that we'll keep an eye on, of course. But if you're along or ready to head through anywhere from Endeavor to Portage along I-39, yeah, that storm is coming right at you right now there, Dave, and then extends down through the Baraboo area.
Okay, we will keep tabs on this now. The severe thunderstorm warning, that's for Marquette County, and for portions of north central Columbia County, that severe thunderstorm warning goes until 8:45 this morning. And so it definitely is moving through the, starting to get into the Wisconsin Dells area as well. So we're going to keep tabs on this morning. I think what we'll probably do, Mace, unless you think otherwise, I think we'll jump back into regular programming for a few minutes. Sure. And then do you want to hang out for a minute? We'll do a song and we'll get one more quick update.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's great. Yeah, I don't want to miss the pets. That's always important.
Yes, it is. So I think what we'll do is we'll get a quick song and then we'll have a quick weather update. And then we'll make sure we get the pets of the weekend as well.
Great.
Thank you so much. Mace Michaels, our expert meteorologist, on board with us this morning. And so we are keeping tabs on those severe thunderstorm warnings. So we're going to resume regular programming just for a minute. And then Mace and I and Emily and Killian, I'll be back with you in about 3 minutes on Max FM.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen delivery.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We are having a busy morning over here at Max FM. We have Dave, myself, on. We have intern Killian. We have Emily, and we have Mace Michaels. Mace, we're going to just do a quick update on our severe weather coverage before we get to Pets of the Week from the Sauk Humane Society. Mace, what are you seeing at this point?
Yeah, nothing new right now, Dave, at least on the severe weather note. The warnings obviously continue here for into portions of Sauk County, northeastern Sauk County in northwestern Columbia until 8:30, and then off to the east from there for the rest of north central Columbia County and Marquette until 8:45. No new reports of anything severe weather-wise, at least producing damage. We did have the tree and power line damage, but that was a good 45 minutes ago from when that happened back in the Elroy area, Hillsboro, there east of Hillsboro, back into Vernon County. The front edge of the storm, though, right now is right along I-39 from Endeavor to almost Portage, and then kind of extends backward from there on the east side of Baraboo and ready to approach Merrimack, getting out over closer towards the Bluff. So this line of storms, yes, while rather intense, I'm not seeing anything that's indicating any gusts up, above 40, 50 miles an hour. Even though the warnings are out, Dave, and it is a healthy storm, I'm not seeing anything in the way of, damaging wind gusts on it right now. So we'll, of course, keep an eye on it. If you're out ahead of it eventually towards Montello and Partyville, seek shelter as the storm moves through. If you're driving along 90-94 and, of course, along 39, yes, you're getting hit pretty good with some wind gusts and very heavy rain. I was just looking at the traffic camera along the Columbia Sauk County line, 90-94. It's obviously raining very heavy, But the visibility isn't too bad. Just starting to see the rain pick up now for the camera at 16 and I-39. So just starting to see the weather go downhill. Traffic moving a lot slower in that area right now. So just be careful and allow extra time for your trip this morning. Could be kind of reduced as these storms move through, Dave. And if we get any further reports, of course, we'll pop back in.
Okay, sounds good, Mace. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Again, Mace Michaels with myself doing severe weather coverage this morning for that severe thunderstorm warning that did move through this area. I can confirm outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios in downtown Bearbrook, corner of 3rd and Oak. We are seeing rainfall, but really not much for wind gusts at this point in time. I heard a rumble of thunder, but really that's just more of a rain event in the downtown Baraboo area. We will continue to monitor the weather. If we do need to break in again, we will do so. And again, we are monitoring the possibility of severe weather later on this afternoon and into the evening if that does happen. You'll hear Mace and I talking about that again. Mace, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate that today.
No problem. Happy to be there, Dave. Just one quick note up in Grand Marsh. They had about a half an inch of rain in 5 minutes. Gusts were to 30, so that's kind of what we're seeing on the radar. Don't be surprised to get a lot of heavy rain in a short amount of time, maybe some very small hail, and of course, some gusts to maybe 30, 40 miles an hour.
All right. Well, thanks for that update as well. So again, be aware of that in the Grand Marsh area, and that storm is moving into the Montello area as it moves out of the Endeavor area. You'll see some of that storm activity in the Portage, Partyville, and Wyacena area as well. And I'll provide an update. I'll keep tabs on that, Mace, for just a little bit after we do our Pets of the Week. So thank you again, and we look forward to having you on again tonight at 7, a little sooner if we have any more severe weather coverage.
Sure, sounds great.
Thank you, Mace. All right, and so again, the morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We're going to talk about our Pets of the Week from the Saukhoy Humane Society. For more information, you can go to saukhumane.org. You can call them at 608-356-2520. Emily, I'm going to let you talk about our beautiful cat this morning. All right, we'll let Emily get her microphone connected there. I'm going to jump on and I'm going to talk about Waffles. Waffles has one of those faces that make you just smile. Big brown eyes, floppy ears, and the sweetest grin. At 5 years old, he's a perfect to medium size, perfect mix of playful and cuddly. This happy-go-lucky guy came to the Saukhoy Humane Society as a stray. And while no one came to claim him, he hasn't let that dim his cheerful spirit. Waffles is housebroken, loves to play, and fits right in with other dogs. He's friendly with kids and even cats, which makes him an easy match for almost any family. Whether you've got a full house already or looking for your first furry best friend, Waffles is ready to join the fun. What he wants most is a family who will love him back as much as he loves them, because Waffles truly has a whole lot of love to give. He is neutered and up to date on vaccinations. And so, yes, Waffles looks like a beagle mix, Emily. I'm going to let you talk about our cat. Yeah, he's beautiful, isn't he? What's that?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear
you. Okay.
Yep.
All right, good. I don't know what happened last time. The weird gremlins are happening. Waffle is so cute. Oh my God. He does just have a little face that you just want to hug and love. I'm going to talk quickly about Jabberwocky. He's a 2-year-old orange fluff ball with a big heart and a love for attention. He came to us with his siblings after their owner faced financial struggles, and now he's hoping to find a new beginning. This sweet boy is the type of cat who melts right into your arms, and he's easy to pick up, comfortable being carried, and loves nothing more than a good cuddle. In the socialization room, Jabberwocky really shines. He happily hops from scratching towers to toys, purring the whole time, and is always ready to curl up on a lap when playtime winds down. Affectionate, playful, and endlessly sweet, he is the perfect mix of fun and snuggles. If you're looking for a loyal little buddy, Jabberwocky is your guy. He is neutered and up to date on his vaccinations. And what's cool about Jabberwocky is he looks like he's kind of like long-legged, so he's really kind of interesting looking. And he's got some kind of longer hair than some of our short-haired tabbies that we see. So he's kind of got a wild look about him. I really, really like him. So anyways, please always reach out to Saukhoy Humane Society. It is so important to consider adopting a pet. You can always reach them at 608-356-2520 or saukhumane.org. We are also here for any questions concerning these animals because we are huge fans of theirs and really want them to find their forever homes.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much, Emily. You're going to be back with us in about 5 minutes, and we're due calendar days is going to be the plan.
Sounds like a good plan.
More music, more with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Bear Blue and the B-52s on Max FM.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch and Bear Blue. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, September 25th for the Max FM Request-a-thon to benefit Hope House. From 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., Dave Grand and the Max FM team will let you control the airwaves. You'll have the chance to take over the playlist with your own favorite songs or even pull the songs you don't like. Each request will cost $5 to play a dedication request. That'd be $10. And then to boot a song and play your own, it's $25. And all the proceeds will go directly to Hope House. We've got a goal of raising $5,000 for our friends at Hope House this year. And if that goal is raised, the morning show hosts Dave and Emily will dye their hair purple to support Purple Thursday on October 23rd. Once again, all the proceeds will benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, the only provider servicing survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking in Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams counties. To learn more about their mission and also find resources, visit hopehousescw.org. Again, this will be all day on Thursday, 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tune into Max FM, play your favorite songs, and help support a great cause. And on Saturday, September 27th, it's a great opportunity to help our veterans with the Ketchum's Got Your Six Help Our Heroes event. It's going to be a 5K run, a one-mile walk fundraiser to provide service dogs for veterans with combat-induced PTSD. Registration begins at 9 a.m. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Cost is $25 for walking only. Walking in a t-shirt is $50, and walking with a hoodie would be $75. Ketchum's Got Your Six is a nonprofit organization that helps veterans who are living with combat-induced PTSD. Again, this event goes down on Saturday, September 27th, 9 a.m. registration, 10 a.m. start time is at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, a 5K run, one-mile walk fundraiser. Learn more by visiting ketchumsgotyoursix.com. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm. 99.7
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant and Killian from the Max FM Weather Center. We have a new severe thunderstorm warning that was just issued for northeastern Columbia County. This is also going to impact western Fond du Lac County, Green Lake County, and northwestern Dodge County. But our primary concern is northeastern Columbia County. The severe thunderstorm warning was just issued until 9:15 p.m. for wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. This storm is impacting an area from Montello to Montello to Partyville to Poinette, is moving east at 40 miles per hour. If you're in the basically, we'll say, Ripon, Berlin areas, as well as the Poinette, Partyville areas, you should be seeking shelter. We are seeing wind gust up to 6 miles per hour, and this is also for portions of Columbia County that we already have the existing severe thunderstorm warning for that goes until 8:45 this morning, up to 6 miles per hour wind gust, possibility of smaller hail, and is moving through the Portage area right now. So if you're in Portage, you are going to see some wind gusts moving through the area. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning for just a portion of northwestern or northeastern Sauk County, and that will be allowed to expire here shortly. Again, if we're looking at what's happening in the downtown Baraboo area, it's pretty calm in downtown Baraboo. So Columbia County is our primary concern, as well as Marquette County. So again, we're seeing storms just outside of Portage moving through the Montello area as well. So no further reports of issues with any of these storms. So we are going to resume with our calendar days just super briefly, because we'll have Hanging with Havel here in just moments as well. So, Emily, I'm going to have you pick a calendar day item, and I'll grab one, and then we'll wrap that portion up for our crazy morning show today.
Well, that's the bummer, because there's so many
good
ones. But there's so many good ones. I really love it. I'm picking three, and I'm going to go super fast. Elephant Appreciation Day. Love it. Hobbit Day. Love that so much. And, of course, today is the fall equinox, so just want to make sure that this everyone's aware that astronomically it's the day when the sun crosses the celestial equator heading south. So the fall equinox provides Earth with roughly 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness, and after another blazing hot summer, the first day of fall signals cooler weather. Okay, Dave, take it away.
Yes, thank you. Wow, you got through those very quickly. So yes, it is the first day of fall.
Yeah, I can talk really fast.
Yeah, no, hey, we do. That's what we do here. So yes, it is the first day of fall. And so that is something that, you know, it's ironic. First day of fall, and we're just getting severe thunderstorm warnings left and right. So it's been a very interesting morning. I thank Emily for your patience this morning. I know this wasn't the morning show we had planned on this morning, but unfortunately, severe weather prohibits your and my okay. shenanigans. So, but we'll be back to normal, as normal as we all get tomorrow. And a reminder, Hope House Radio Request-a-thon this Thursday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you want to make a donation in advance, you can email dave@max.fm or text 608-355-9970. We'll get your request on air. The link is active. If you go to max.fm for our website, click on the calendar event, you can make a donation right now or start thinking about those requests and getting those in. Emily, you're back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10. The morning show
sounds like a plan. Everybody have a really great Monday. Stay safe out there.
Thank you. You too. And we'll let you know if anything moves towards where you're at this morning as well. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our local sports weather. We'll get a quick song and then hang with Havel and Dave on Max FM.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report from Friday night. Portage was defeated by Edgewood 28-16. Monhorb was victorious 44-19 versus Stoughton. Sauk Prairie defeated Lakeside Lutheran 39-20. Onalaska defeated Baraboo on Friday night 51-13. And Wisconsin Dells was victorious 35-9 versus Wautoma. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise more clouds than sun, with a few showers and perhaps a thunderstorm around in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm this evening, and then some patchy fog possible late with a low near 59. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. Every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss, hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you, girl? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love her.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, Killian, and Emily today. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. As a reminder, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Central Columbia County and Central Marquette County until 8:45 this morning. And also a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Columbia County that goes until 9:15 a.m. this morning. The storms are moving through the Portage area right now, and they're just outside of Montello. So just keep tabs on that if you're in the Partyville, Rio area. That is what we're seeing. The severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk County was allowed to expire. Hanging with Havel and Davis, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Take the beautiful drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and you'll find fresh-picked Honeycrisp, McIntosh, Cortland, and more. Perfect for eating and baking. Sip on fresh apple cider. Enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers. Take and bake pies made fresh daily. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mums, squash, pumpkins, and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
It is time to talk football because it's time for Hanging with Havel and David right here on 99.7 Max FM. Chris Havel joins me every Monday and Friday morning at 8:35 during the Packer season to discuss a green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native, began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette, and an award-winning writer. Chris is the host of Sportsline on Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. on 107 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. I hope you're doing better this morning than the Packers did yesterday in Cleveland. And also, I want to welcome intern Killian. He's on with us as well, Chris.
Oh, well, excellent. Killian, welcome to the program. Welcome to the show. Always good to be with you. For first time, not last time, I'm guessing, right?
Killian, nope. Mike's on. You can speak right into that.
Not the last time. Definitely not.
So, all right, awesome. So, Killian, Dave, I got to say, what's that?
So Killian will be joining us throughout the season. He's going to be looking at doing some sports broadcasting down the road.
Excellent, excellent choice. You got to go where your heart tells you to go, and stick with it. It'll be a wonderful decision. I mean, I grew up, man, my first book, I Am Third, Gale Sayers, and all of that. All due respect to the Bears. And ever since then, wanted to be a writer, and a broadcaster came with it, and even grown up listening to Bob Uecker and all that. So, Killian, really good to have you aboard. And whatever Dave tells you, do the opposite. You will be just fine, my friend.
Got it.
So, yeah, we're happy to have him here. And, you know, him and I were talking, you know, it's been a crazy morning. His first day, we have severe weather coverage, so the morning show went completely different than planned. Kind of like that Packers game yesterday. What happened?
I'll tell you what, you've got to have a plan B and a plan C, but how about a plan A in terms of the offensive line? I mean, just so many things to talk about, and I know you're going to hit on it, but when you have more penalties than points, it's never a good sign. In Green Bay here, we have our props bets that we do before the game every show, and I say, you know, one stat that's interesting, do the Packers going to throw more passes or have more points this game? Because that's how good their offense has been. They've been able to score 30 points on only, you know, 28 pass attempts or whatever, meaning you're running the ball well, you're not turning it over. 14 penalties, 10 points, good Lord. Where do you want to start, David?
You know, that was just a horrible start to the Packers, you know, debacle yesterday, for lack of a better way than anything. I mean, let's talk about it, because in the Packers' approach and mindset going into that game, you mentioned the Packers had more penalties, 14, than their 10 points they actually scored yesterday. And they were great defensively for, like, the first 55 minutes, then they weren't, you know. That was crazy, because last week we talked about the Packers should win if they don't hurt themselves with mistakes and forget to play the whole game. So what went wrong, Chris?
Well, they didn't listen to you, because you said if they play 60 minutes, I think they'll be okay. And you've got a 10-point lead, 10-0 shutout you're pitching, which would have been really early season shutout and impressive, whether it's Joe Flacco and the Browns or whoever, and the Packers' defense played that well. And then just to let it fall apart in the final 3.5 minutes, it really begins with the head coach. And he sets the tone, and his staff sets the tone, and they make the decision. There's so much to unpack here, but I mean, I'll even begin before the game started. The medical game time decisions to clear Tucker Kraft, who I never thought looked like himself yesterday, and I'm not so sure he should have been on the field. And then Zach Tom, who lasted all of one snap before re-aggravating his oblique injury. Guys, this is why you talk to the medical staff, you trust your players. can you or can't you? Because you only have so many active roster spots on game day, and those are precious. And for Zach Tom to feel like, and the medical staff to give him, and I'm presuming as somebody who has a background in medicine that made this decision or had input in it, to last one snap is a cardinal sin, because now everything changes immediately on something you could have controlled before the snap. You know, you control who you put out there. So I think LaFleur, maybe as ill-conceived, ill-advised, and poorly prepared team as I've seen in seven seasons here, and I'm not overstating that, I don't think. He, offensively, they had no clue what was going on. I mean, it was just, now what they've got to do is attention to detail and in practice, because it's on both the players and the coaches.
Yeah.
But right now, neither one is doing holding up their end.
No, they're not. And to put Zach Tom in surprised me yesterday. And I didn't understand that decision. I assume it was medical staff that made that decision. But any updates on where he's at after yesterday, or is that a to be determined? We'll talk more about it Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I did not get an update yet. The coach will talk today again, much to his chagrin. But I got to think that it's not good. I mean, so you re-aggravate it, so now you may take twice as long to get it back to where you were going into the game yesterday, because he was on the cusp of being able to play, or they never would have cleared him. But that setback, it may not just be, well, you know, we'll see what happens for the Sunday night, or it could be, let's see what happens with the bye week and the Bengals and all of that. So that was unfortunate. But then you compound it by putting Jordan Morgan at right tackle, a fish out of water. I mean, he was impressive in training camp in the preseason at left tackle, but in an NFL game, to have your debut, your baptism under fire at right tackle, he looked like he hadn't played it. I half expected him to trip over his feet and line up in the wrong stance, almost thinking he's on the other side of the line. And he compounded by Aaron Banks just being god-awful.
Yeah.
Holy man. $77 million, and I still don't know for what, other than an injury-prone guy who, when he does get a chance to make a good first impression, whiffs.
Yeah, it was not good. And then we saw the Browns defense featuring Myles Garrett, one of the NFL's top pass rushers, and an assaulted group go with him. Josh Jacobs struggled to get 30 yards on 16 carries. Jordan Love sacked 5 times. Love threw that terrible interception late in the game. That's what Kelly and I were talking about this morning.
Yeah.
And then the Browns defensive unit. Is it really that good?
I'll tell you, they looked like it yesterday. They looked salty as can be and physical and tough and everything the Packers defense was and then some. And there was no mystery going in. What the Browns did against the Ravens, and we talked about it, they were only down 10-3 at half in Baltimore against the mighty Ravens, and Derrick Henry ran for nothing last week. You knew they were going to load the box against Josh Jacobs and not let him beat you. They were going to dare Jordan Love to throw and think they could figure they could. And Jim Schwartz, here's the other, the defensive coordinator in Cleveland, not a fan. I think he was a terrible head coach. Not a big fan of any, but the guy can coach defense. And you never can take Jim Schwartz for granted. When he was with the Eagles, he was a demon on the defensive side. So they schemed up some stuff. Took advantage of the Packers' offensive line, really never really getting in unison or chemistry this year. That's about as bad as it is. Yeah, the Browns' defense is that good. But Jordan Love, you have to have an answer. And guys, it's like, okay, so now Jaden Reed is injured and they don't have Christian Watson. Every time the receivers are not good enough and Jordan Love makes mistakes and doesn't look good at all, now we say, well, it's because they don't have Jaden Reed and Christian Watson. Because I said before the game, and I'll still stick with it, Romeo Dobbs, Matthew Golden, and Williams, I know they're rookies, but you've got Wicks and Dobbs. That should be plenty to be able to get you through a game against a defense that's going to load the box. Guys have to beat single coverage, and they weren't able to do it. And when they did, the ball either got batted down or Love was under duress. And again, the bad play call late in the game. Your defense is playing great. And Matt LaFleur decides to call that pass play in that situation. The one thing he can't do is give him a short field on a bad turnover. And he handed it to the Browns, and they took it and ran with it, literally.
Yeah, they didn't. I mean, the offensive line definitely had issues cluster up front. It looks like Aaron Burks or Banks was a disaster left guard. And then he exited with an injury. And what do the Packers fix with that offensive line? Because that just was horrible.
They got to make some decisions. You know, you're the coaches. Look, when player A, Zach Tom, whoever, is out, we trust Anthony Belton or whoever is next up, or the Belton-Kennard combo, however. You know, they probably wish they could put them both on the field and go with 12 against 11. They might have a chance up front. But seriously, though, it's like, all right, who's going to be who at the position? Aaron Banks to be have to come out. I'm not still not sure if he was benched or pulled because of the injury. I think he re-aggravated his ankle or whatever he's got going on. I couldn't pick him out of a police lineup.
Yeah.
With his name under it, under the photo. I mean, I have no idea what Aaron Banks brings to the party. He got $77 million. I'm still scratching my head going, for what? I mean, there's talent up front. I don't want to overstate it. But I tell you what, Elgton Jenkins, Sean Ryan, and Rashid Walker had to be going, who are these aliens they put next to me? Who are these other two guys that are in here? And why are they lined up where they are? We never practice it this way. We never look this bad. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was just Jordan Love getting rushed and, you know, throwing a bad pass. It's like, throw that thing out of bounds. Don't be throwing it there. And it was like, you know, it was a strange day across the NFL. We had blocked kicks were almost as common as the opening coin toss. The Packers' Brandon McManus also had a field goal try blocked. What went on with that? Because we saw a lot of blocked field goals yesterday in the NFL.
You know, I did want to go back real quick because you made a great point there just in passing about just because Matt LaFleur makes the bad play call doesn't mean Jordan Love's got to try to execute the thing.
Exactly.
You know, he's still the quarterback. You trust him to throw the ball up for grabs at times when need be on certain play calls. But he's got to be the guy that's the final decision maker. I mean, I am guaranteeing you, Aaron Rodgers to Brett Favre to Tom Brady, they get a play call sent in. And even before the snap, they're thinking in the back of their mind, A, that's not a very good play call. I'd check out of it if I could. I'm going to run the thing, and I'm going to probably bounce it at his ankle so we just move on with the rest of the game and get out of here with a win. You know, that kind of thing. So a bad on both ends. But, again, that goes back to LaFleur not only making the bad play call. You got to coach the guy harder.
You do. And he should have got that ball out of bounds. I mean, I'm sorry. I did not like what I saw there. And, you know, you just gave him the game. 37 seconds, the Browns score 10 points. You know, and then we...
Oh. After being shut out the entire game and not even getting a sniff of the goal line. And then the blocked field goal, which you mentioned. I mean, the trajectory low. But, again, you hear it after the fact from the snapper, Matt Orzech, to the holder, to the kicker. We knew they were really good at this. This is what they do. They crash in. They're excellent at trying to block kicks. Knowing that and you still let it happen. So what do? Then you watch the film and you say, damn, they are so good at that. I don't think we can get it done, guys. I mean, how do you come away from those meetings and then after the fact when you get a block say, yeah, we saw that coming?
Yeah.
It's just befuddling.
That was rough. I mean, and then the Packers got a harsh reminder that life on the road in the NFL for a variety of reasons. I mean, isn't easy. Three of their next four games are also away games. I mean, they had it yesterday. How do the Packers get this fixed before they fly to Dallas and deal with Jerry World? You know, that scares me.
You know, I listened this morning to Bill and Rookie on our station, and they're digesting this, and fans are all lined up on the Tower Drive Bridge ready to end it, you know. And it's like, well, okay, no wonder there's such a heavy fog in Green Bay today. Everybody's crying. But what they said is funny about the Cowboys. But, you know, you roll it up, you get that win at Dallas, which you should, and you're 3-1 going into and then they stopped themselves and said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You were saying the same things. You go to Cleveland, you're 3-0, then you get ready. You know, sometimes you got to slow your roll a little bit and just say, wait a minute, let's just reassess this. I bet a lot of coaches out there starting with LaFleur had a long, long night of self-evaluation and a whole lot of reassessing the process. Because you can't let happen what happened with the medical staff.
No.
And guys out there and then done right away. Or not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Tucker Kraft, they'll defend it by saying he didn't re-injure or whatever. But he didn't look good.
No.
And I don't think he should have been out there. And so they have a lot to think about between now and next Sunday night. And I know now people are saying, well, no C.D. Lamb and no... If you haven't noticed, the Packers' problem isn't trying to stop the C.D. Lambs of the world right now.
It's not.
I mean, you know, maybe they should be glad they may not have Lamb because at least they won't have to try to win a shootout. But I just the lack of creativity with the running plays. Third and short, guys. I mean, Killian, you got to be saying, where's Josh Jacobs? Where's the bowling ball, number 8, on third and short? Over and over, he doesn't touch the ball. They split him out wide once.
I mean, he just had nowhere to go all game. There was no gas for him to run to. And I understand, yeah, third and inches, you're like, you should give it to my star running back. But, man, that was just not working all game.
He had to feel like he was back with the Raiders.
Yeah, really.
Well, how come I getting hit before I get the handoff?
Right. Well, here's the thing. A good friend of mine is a Cleveland Browns fan. And he goes, well, at least we're not going undefeated this year at the expense of the Packers. That shouldn't even have been a thing yesterday. All right, as we wrap up, guys, were there any bright spots from this? What do we think?
The silence is deafening.
Yeah, that tells you right there.
Excuse me, David. I'm trying to send a play in here. I don't know what to call.
Killian might have something here. What do you got, Killian?
I would say for the, 55 minutes of the game, the defense looked stellar. I would say that.
I like that.
Okay, I'll go with that. I agree with that. I think the defense.
Hey, how about Matthew Golden? At least we saw a little something.
Yeah.
Although people were critical that he should have made a bigger play than the one he did. I don't know.
Yeah, our offense was a struggle. I mean, I'm going to say that right now. The defense, 55 minutes, a great game. And then 37 seconds of shenanigans. Ugh. It was just not good. I mean, and so, yeah, I think we're going to have to shore up our defense, even though we had a great 55 minutes. And, you know, we'll see what the offense can do. And, I mean, again, I don't see a whole lot of bright spots except a great defensive game for 55 minutes, but you got to play all 60. I'm still going to go with that.
Sure.
And can't be getting all the penalties either, and that's the other thing. I mean, that's what and we'll talk more about this on Friday. All three of us will get back together Friday.
That'll be fun.
And it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about that Sunday night game, and Killian will be in studio with us again on Friday. So as we get him on board and learning all this stuff, it's going to be a great experience for all of us.
Share my email with Killian, and then if he's got any questions during the week and whatever, and we can collaborate and put the young man to work.
Sounds good. I'm good with that. We're gonna get
I'm up for that. I'm sure he is, too. Awesome. He sounds eager, so I'm up for it. What the heck?
Yeah, no, we'll get him set up with our email, and that's one of the things as part of his onboarding today. We threw him right into the craziness of radio. We severe weather coverage on his first day. It's going to be a first day he's never going to forget, I suspect.
No, you know what? And it's exciting, right? It's why you get into business.
Yeah.
To be able to disseminate information and to do it clearly and concisely to people who need it, like bad weather, like bad news on the Packers.
Exactly. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being here.
You bet.
And you'll be back again this coming Friday, 8:35 a.m. We look forward to that.
Take care. Have a great week, guys. Talk Friday.
We'll talk to you on Friday. Hanging with Howell, David, and Killian is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Pick your own grapes at Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're great for juice and jelly. Remember your apples, Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and many more. Sip on fresh apple cider. Grab some donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies from the bakery. Tuesday means 10% off all apples that you buy, plus mums, squash, and pumpkins to brighten your porch. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Just follow those signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Killian, thank you so much for joining us. Originally, we weren't going to toss you on a microphone, but you want to get into the sports stuff. I figure you might as well do the hanging with Havel with us. So, Killian, welcome to Max FM.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
We're excited to have you here. And so something, as we talked about, we have intern Killian on board with us. He'll be here. Plan is Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, because he does go to school, and we're stressing the importance of school. We weren't going to throw him on the mic on the first day, but I figured out why not. And so that is kind of cool that you're joining us. You're looking forward to this. You're going to have a sports emphasis. And so part of the plan is Killian's going to help me out by doing some of our local sports coverage initially is our plan, right, Killian?
Yep, absolutely.
So once we have a little bit of a calmer morning, we'll get him connected up with all that. Killian, welcome to Max FM. You'll be here until the school year's out, and who knows what will happen after that.
Who knows?
We'll see what happens. So, Killian, welcome to Max FM. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We have our next keyword in our multi-state Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest coming up in 5 minutes on Max FM.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
And with our fastest 5G plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit CellPlus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
A dance, but I see he's dancing his way.